Yeah. So there's the theme from pop-up video. And I used to like the sound effect, Esmeralda.
There you go.
That one right there.
Yeah.
That sound effect right there. So, all right. Shall we begin, Esmeralda? Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Let's begin here now. What's happening?
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Please provide us a line or two from Elton John's I'm Still Standing.
Oh, God. I just know the chorus. Can someone call Toronto right now and have him...
Oh, what? You just know the chorus?
That's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I know is the chorus. Unlike somebody else in this room who only knows usually the title of the song. All right. I'm still standing. Yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah. And I look at me stand. I'm still standing. Yeah. All right.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Do you know the worst of the song?
No.
All right. I just the chorus is the only thing I know.
But I didn't have to sing it, so there you go.
It's true. All right.
Esmeralda, What makes the dancers in this video so quote unquote colorful?
Their clothes?
That is incorrect. Good guess, though.
Are they painted?
Body paint.
Yeah. Oh.
I can't stand this song, by the way.
I don't remember the video too well.
Yeah.
They're like in a desert, maybe? I don't remember.
I think there might be some desert stuff in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's outside. I know that much.
This was when Elton John had skis on and he was attached to a shark or he jumped one.
Oh. I think he's wearing a hat.
Yeah, well, that's sure. He wears a hat a lot.
Safe bet.
Wig or a hat.
But it was like a barbershop hat.
Like a straw hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what he was wearing. Maybe these are going to be questions that we're gonna ruin now.
You are correct.
What kind of hat was he wearing?
It does seem to be a barbershop hat.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, not a question that I know. So.
What type of hat?
All right, so what happened now?
Elton was the owner of a team that played what sport?
It's not multiple choice. My guess would be soccer.
That is correct.
I mean, because he's English, you know.
Could have been cricket.
Could have been, yeah.
Could have been cricket.
Could have been cricket.
Could have been.
All right.
Esmeralda, the red, white, and blue flag at the beginning of this video belongs to what country?
England.
That is incorrect.
Red,
white, and blue.
You are right. Those colors.
I was going to say.
This would be France.
Because I was doubting myself on the colors of the English flag.
The Union Jack.
The Union Jack. Yeah. All right. Now skipped.
We have flipped.
Flipped. Skipped. All right, so we're hitting to card side two, and it's 2-0 me right now.
That is correct.
All right.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
What child actor was the spokesperson for Underwood Deviled Ham? Was it Gary Coleman, Emmanuel Lewis, Mason Reese, or Ricky Schroeder? Again, the question, what child actor was the spokesperson for Underwood Deviled Ham? Was it Gary Coleman, Emmanuel Lewis, Mason Reese, or Ricky Schroeder?
Gonna say Mason Reese.
That is correct.
He was a little, for you guys are too young, but he was this little dude. Mason Reese is this little weird-looking, red-headed, freckly dude, little kid. And he was like, look how cute Mason Reese is. And he was also a spokesperson of Burger King, which is why I was a little confused because he did Burger King too. But he was everywhere, Mason Reese.
Is Underwood Deviled Ham, is that the one with the devil on it?
Yes.
What?
Deviled Ham, yeah.
No, but he's a devil. He's a little happy devil.
Hey. He's got a pitchfork. He's going, yeah, you're going to eat my ham.
I made this ham.
I made this ham for you. Now enjoy it. And I don't know. I haven't bought deviled ham in a long time. Does anybody still buy that?
I mean, they gotta.
Is it still around? I don't even.
Probably.
Because
what's even in it? I don't even know what it's like. Is it spicy?
No, it's not.
Is that
really
even spicy?
It's like a ham salad.
Right, but how is it not even spicy? It's deviled ham.
It's not very spicy. It's got spices in it, but nothing like, oh, you know.
Well, that's dumb.
But it came like it was a tin can.
Right.
But it was wrapped in paper.
Yes.
With like folds on it. You would have to unfold it and wrap. And I don't know if they still package it like that. It's kind of a waste if they do, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no point in the paper on a tin can.
I mean, in the 70s, everybody was throwing, you know, paper on the sidewalks and into the streets and stuff. So it didn't matter then.
But because it is a devil.
It's evil to waste. And he's just dancing around. Look at all the paper I'm wasting. I made this ham for you.
According to Answers.com, the term originated in England, and it means a food that is highly seasoned, chopped, ground, or whole mixture that is served hot or cold. It does not just apply to eggs. There's deviled crabs and other types of deviled foods as well.
So it's probably got some of the same spices that you put in a deviled egg.
Right.
So
interesting.
All right.
Deviled eggs are delicious. I serve them all the time on the plane.
By the way,
doesn't get smelly in there.
Well, you know,
an enclosed space of deviled eggs.
Eggs on a plane, Skip? Really?
Oh man.
By the way, I like them too.
But,
Skip, I don't know if you've ever been here, visited the station when Johnny Putman has brought in her deviled eggs.
No, I have not.
Johnny Putman makes the greatest deviled eggs ever. She used to bring them in on Sunday night into Monday morning when I would guest on their show. I would do the first Sunday night, Monday morning of each month. I would come in and review movies on their show. She would always bring like a tray of deviled eggs in, and then like a tray for me because
I'd be like, they're easily, you can pop them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're eating, but there's a lot of like calories and stuff.
I mean, yeah, you're eating entire eggs.
Entire eggs, mayonnaise, mustard.
You eat four of them. Yeah. Those are two eggs.
That's exactly right.
Two whole eggs.
I would eat nine of them, like 10 of them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of eggs.
Okay. What's up?
All right, Esmeralda's turn.
Yeah.
Another multiple choice for you here. Which impressionist painter was known for his paintings of ballet dancers? Is it Picasso, Degas, Glowman, or Monet?
Oh, man.
Which impressionist painter was known for his paintings of ballet dancers? Was it Picasso, Degas?
Is it Monet?
It is not Monet.
Is it Degas?
It is.
Oh, I was going to say
that. You're going to say that?
Oh. Man.
All right. How many more we got?
Got two more.
Two more, okay.
What is Elton John's real name?
Oh, man. I was actually going to say the name of the dude from Die Hard, but it's not. It's Reginald
It is another first name. I will give you that clue.
Yeah, that's not helping. Reginald James.
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Dwight.
Dwight.
Dwight, like The Office.
Yeah, I know. I understand that it's a name.
No, I know. I'm just thinking every time I hear. No, I'm saying every time I hear Dwight, I think of The Office.
I don't know if you heard it earlier, Esmeralda, but when he was listing the ingredients for deviled ham, the first one he listed was ham.
Oh, there's ham and deviled ham.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying that Dwight is the. I think of The Office any time I hear the name Dwight. I think of The Office.
Okay.
And Rainn Wilson and his crazy hair. All right, what's next?
Final question, Esmeralda. Mr. French was the butler on what television series?
Oh, man.
She doesn't get multiple choice on that?
Nope.
Oh, it's that one with the little girl and the doll. I don't know.
Family Affair.
Yeah.
Little girl and the doll, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I only know that from The Critic. Because they did like a thing about some movie, and it was them. No, it was Family Affair the movie.
They did like a Family Affair movie on The Critic.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Texter's confirming that it is still wrapped in paper.
Oh, it is
because it's the devil.
It's the devil.
The devil's
and he's
running.
Dancing
it.
Around. I made ham for you. All right, it's 3-0, Esmeralda. I'm up. Reginald Dwight. Okay. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate studio on 7th floor of the Trib Tower. About 8 minutes from now, Steve Grzanich will be here with the opening bell, and followed at 6 o'clock by the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. Esmeralda and I were just talking off the air a little bit. I was telling her about this promo that they have now running for this weekend, Saturday Night Live. So here's the... It's Natalie Portman is hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the musical guest. Her name is... Dua.
Oh, yeah, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
She has a hit called New Rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've never heard of her.
Because you're old.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I think she's British.
I don't know where she's from. But yeah, she's... Her song actually sounds very, very like 90s.
Oh, it does?
90s dance pop song.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. But anyway, it's her first time on SNL. So
yeah.
She's going to be on.
She's young. She's super young. She's, I think, like 18.
Oh, okay. So she's on, and Natalie Portman. And Natalie Portman hasn't hosted in a really long time. Really, really long time. The last time she hosted was when they did that Natalie Portman rap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That was a long time ago, man. So early 2000s, I think. Something like that. Okay. Oh, look who didn't. He came back from the retirement, and he's here now. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, Skip. We didn't know if you were going to come back or not from your 59,000th retirement.
Oh, I can never leave you guys.
Oh. Yeah.
We don't know who would host. I don't know if Dan could do it.
No, I don't know. No. Be tough. Those are shoes that you can't fill.
Nope. He might have a breakdown.
Yeah. Because
it would be so much for him.
Right. Bozo-sized shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cats are outside, Esmeralda. They're floating.
Good.
They're ready to go. Dave is here with his army. Of cats, he's shaking his head. Yes, there's 16,000 cats in the sports department right now.
Go cats!
All go waiting. Cats. Go cats! We're all waiting for you to sing.
All right.
All right.
Waiting
here we go
to hear you sing Paula Abdul's "Promise of a New Day."
Okay. See now. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to do the non-lyric version. Until I figure it out.
I don't even know.
Oh, this is like the last. This is like heard the last part of the wave of Paula Abdul.
Okay, I don't even.
Tides are turning to some something, something, something. Do 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 do. What has the promise say? Promise of a new day.
Okay.
Promise of a new day. Promise me. Promise of a new day.
Very good.
Thrilling.
Very, very good.
The video was like a weird Photoshop looking.
Yeah.
Like they just added, like horses come out of somewhere and then there's just colors shooting out of everywhere. It was very odd.
Is Keanu in it?
No, unfortunately not.
He was in Rush Rush.
He was.
Yeah. What about DJ Scat Cat?
No, he might have been. Because it looked like they just cut out stuff and taped it onto a thing.
I don't remember this at all. I have no memory of this at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that. True or false, Paula dances in a grass skirt in this video.
It's for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a 50-50 chance. I'm going to say true.
That is incorrect.
Okay. I don't know.
Esmeralda, in 1992, which member of the Brat Pack did Abdul promise to love till death do us part? 1992, which member of the Brat Pack did she promise to love till death do us part?
Well, all right. I guess the only one alive at that time.
Brat.
Brat.
Oh, Brat.
Brat, yes.
I said Rat. I think Frank
She married Dean Martin.
I think Frank was still alive.
He was, yeah.
Which one? Oh,
Brat.
Oh, it was Emilio Estevez.
That is correct.
I was like, did she marry him?
I love that you thought it was the Rat Pack. That makes my day right there. That is fair. I'm just picturing.
Well, only because I was thinking of the Rush Rush video, and then I was like, because it was very much of that era.
It was like Rebel Without a Cause.
Some reason I was thinking.
Yeah, that's funny. I
thought maybe
her,
she duetted with Frank Sinatra.
Maybe she married Joey Bishop. Paula Abdul showing up at the Emmys with Peter Lawford. that's great. Okay.
Paula Abdul was a cheerleader for which basketball team?
Come on now.
Lakers?
That is correct.
Okay. Wasn't J-Lo a Laker girl, too?
No, she was a Fly girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know she was a Fly girl, but she wasn't a cheerleader either?
No.
Oh, okay. I know she was a fly girl. Yeah.
We have flipped.
Flipped! He flipped.
Skip flipped.
Skip flipped.
Multiple choice for you here. How many high tides occur in one day? Is it 2, 1, 3, or 6?
1.
That is incorrect.
2?
2.
At night and in the morning?
Sure.
I don't know. Skip seems to think so.
Skip, you should know. You fly over the ocean all the time.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
All right. What now? Now what?
Another multiple choice for you.
Thank God.
What is a German wheat beer called? Pilsner, Lambic, Frankfurt Ale, or Hefeweizen?
I'm sorry. Did you say a German what beer?
Wheat beer.
Hefeweizen.
That is correct.
I'm an alcoholic, so I would get that right.
And it's because I believe she's in a field of wheat.
Is she
at one
at some point?
Yeah,
no, but she's not she's not in a grass skirt.
No. It's promise of a new day, and there's like sun. The sun's rising at every chance.
I gotta have to look this video up.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's very colorful.
Esmeralda. Who provided the theme song to Estevez's Young Guns 2 Blaze of Glory? Which artist provided the theme song?
Maybe we should ask Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, is it John Bon Jovi?
Yes.
John Bon Giovio? Or what's his? I just love his actual name.
Giovanni, right? Yeah. No.
John Bon Giovanni.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what it is. John Bon Giovanni.
It is actually John Bon Giovanni.
That's what it is, yeah.
See, why did he change that?
Yeah. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final question. Multiple choice.
What happened?
In Revenge of the Nerds, what was the name of the jock fraternity?
Oh.
Was it the Trilams?
No.
The Sigma Chi? Tag a cup of brew? And Alpha Beta.
Wow, man.
You don't remember?
What was the name of it?
It helps with the...
I had Booger at my screening of this, too.
Although he wasn't in this.
He was in Trilam. He was a Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. Mm-hmm. Alpha Beta.
That is correct.
Okay.
Moos on that?
The Moos were in there. Yeah.
No, but in the list.
Oh, in the list. No, the Moos weren't in there. No. I won 6-3.
Yeah, whatever.
It was that damn Elton John song that threw you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. All right. Well, there you go. Hey, Esmeralda, tomorrow, Rick Geezer will be here. Mm-hmm. To do a Super Bowl themed sports songs.
Oh, very good.
And then we've got the Fly Jams Friday and all that other stuff. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You too.
All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next on WGN.